Do you think that means you're in for?
Oops, I don't know what happened there, but it was good timing, right?
There's another one.
Hey, everybody, Bud Light, Get Tanked, Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. I am a new fucking man today.
Yes.
If you guys didn't know, on Thursday morning, I threw out my back again after I'd thrown it out back in September last year. And
I mean, threw it out. He had a crutch this time.
I was
folks.
In crutches. I was a mess. I couldn't do a single thing. I couldn't even breathe. That's how bad it was. And it was pretty much like that until today. And when I took a little siesta before the show here, and I moved some way in some capacity, and boom, my back snapped. Big pop. You could have heard it in the other room. And hi, welcome back. Welcome back to the world, everybody.
Welcome back to being a human being
again. Yeah, I feel like it. So, salute to that.
Yeah, salute. Good things. Mazel, yeah. Mazel.
Everybody, our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, check them out. MCSinc-PA.com or call the office 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Mention the Green Legion for 10% off of any residential order. Renovations, kitchens, baths, blah, blah, blah. Soon to be the Flodo. Soon to be the Flodo.
The Flodo.
The Flodo.
Yes.
Tank, we got a big show tonight because yeah. We have something that we only get once every 4 years, everybody, and that's not the clap. That's the Olympics. It is starting on July 23rd.
Yep.
And actually, kind of a nice – I kind of wish it started a little earlier. I kind
mainly,
of I,
mainly because there's nothing really be going on for the next
really
little bit.
There's really nothing going on.
Yeah, and I mean, it's what I call. Remember when I told you about football purgatory?
Yep.
Because everybody, if you, I just saw a post. I just saw a post that said 68 days left until football season begins.
Yeah, exactly.
So when the countdown is like that, that's what I call football purgatory. Yep. We can't wait for some action.
Yep, just something. Yeah, it was nice seeing the Phillies shellack the Cubs, but the Cubs aren't the team they were last year, even right. though. You know, the Cubs have been pretty good. I watched the game till it was 2-2, and then I fell asleep. And I woke up, and it was 13-3. I'm like, "What? Wait, what just happened?" Other than Matt Moore, is that the pitcher Moore? His eyebrows creep me out, dude.
Yeah.
Like
he looked like the Heat Miser.
What do you do? He did. If he was a ginger, he would be the Heat Miser, bro. So it is week 24 of the I'd Pipe Sean McVay's Fiance watch list.
Well, yeah.
Boom shakalaka.
Growing strong, sir. Still going.
Everybody, make sure you rate, review, download, subscribe to Green Legion Radio on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can do the same thing on TuneIn Radio, or we recommend highly you go to the iHeartRadio app.
And go to Fox Sports The Gambler. Look for Green Legion, Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. And look for Green Legion and just download Green Legion and you will get a prompt every time one of our podcasts are downloaded or go live.
And you also have to look for Baseball Brunch separately for the boys on Sunday.
Yes, there's a Baseball Brunch as well.
And we may be converting Baseball Brunch in mid-August over to football.
Okay.
We want to keep that 11 to 12 slot
mm-hmm.
going and thinking that might be the best way of going about it.
Yeah, well, football will be going on at that time. There'll be some quality battles going on in training camps around the NFL. See how we just
preseason games.
See how we just migrated over there because that's what we can't wait.
And it's going to be the third starting right before the third preseason game, which is the most important, which is when your starters play the first half.
Yeah, so that's where you see what you have.
Yeah. So everybody, make sure you support our sponsors as often as possible: Bud Light, Stateside Vodka and Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Next Sip, thenextsip.com. Great little plastic pouches you wear around your neck. They are for putting your drink in. Drinking Techs, great for kids' birthday parties as well. Toddler approved.
Yes, young sack.
Yes, saw that. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, our good friend Paul working in the basement bar over there, and Cavanaugh's University City. All the beautiful ladies working their way through med school and law school over at Delilah's. All City Fitness Philadelphia locations, East Market, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, Fishtown, Northern Liberties, and of course across the bridge, Echelon Health and Fitness, Bucks County Baseball Company, the King of Prussia Diner, Cherry Hill Triplex, Dave Bavuso State Farm in Williamstown, New Jersey, and of course our new home for Thursday night players show. The Fin, brought to you by our good friends at Crab du Jour. And our friend Jeff Schroth from Crab du Jour and The Fin will be in studio with us this Thursday.
Awesome sauce.
Which is great because Sack won't be.
He's got some family obligations.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Going to take the kids away for a little while.
Awesome sauce.
So anyway, before we get to it, I have an odd question for you guys coming up.
Okay.
We're gonna rehash some sensitive topics. We're going back into the therapy room.
Yeah, we need to. With the things, I was hoping and praying that you were thinking that great minds think alike, because we need to go back and hash a few things out.
We need to talk this out.
Yeah, just talk it out, because it's some things that's going on that. When we get to it, I'll let you know my opinion and my stance on it.
In the interim, baby, take over.
Okay. In the interim, today is July the 6th, 2021. It's the 187th day of the year. There's 178.
Hold on. I think it might be unlucky if I don't do this the way I've done every single one.
Okay.
Since. So, Hollis, what happened this week in sports history and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is July the 6th, 2021. It's the 187th day of the year. There's 178 of these puppies remaining. We're going to go quickly to some events. In 1980, the Phillies' Steve Carlton, he fans the first seven St. Louis Cardinals to reach 2,836 strikeouts, which was the most by a left-hander in MLB history at the time. And in 1989, ex-Philly Michael Jack Schmidt, he was elected to the All-Star game for the very first time that a retired player was elected to be the starter, and he, as a man of integrity, respectfully declined to play. I have a bunch of birthdays, because it's going to take up my story time, because I have something else for story time. My birthdays are as follows: 1925, Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley. Also, Merv Griffin, one of my greatest game show hosts, not hosts, but game show guys this side of Mississippi. And also 1932, Della Reese. 1945, your friend and mine, Burt Ward.
Burt Ward.
Yes, 1946, Hunter, Fred Dreyer, one of the fierce and foursome guys. 1946 as well, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky. Today's Rocky's birthday. Today's also 1950, Phyllis Hyman Singer. 1975, 50 Cent. 1979, Kevin Hart. And I put
50 Cent is singing his own birthday song right
now? Yes, go shorty. It's your birthday. But 1981, on this day, Nambi Ashimwa.
Oh God.
Which brings me to I was just gonna kick it straight to what we're gonna be talking about was the basic integrity and responsibility in sports nowadays.
And it's going to be interesting when we get into that Olympic topic.
Well, yeah, that's really what I wanted to get into, because I was going to pose you with the question: if you had a job, and the only thing you had to do to continue to make millions was not do drugs,
play a game,
yeah, no, not do drugs, what would you do?
Tough one.
Well, millions of dollars on the line,
of course.
But you know, it's kind of. We'll hash it out, but I really want to get into that topic, because when I was watching the Phillies while I was away, it was real bad. I watched that.
Well, they won 3 out of 4.
Yeah, but that's one San Diego game that they got throttled.
Well, you knew. Here's the deal: they won. They took the first two from San Diego.
Right.
You knew at some point in time the Padres were just going to let the hammer down.
But it was just the way it unfolded.
I went to the
bullpen.
I get it.
Oh, God.
You know, it's Hector, you know, another inexplicable Hector Neris story that none of us
want to hear.
Yeah, let's get to the room real quick here, because I want to make sure that we recognize
our peoples.
Absolutely. Russ Taylor in the house talking about, paddleboarding. We might get into that. Jamie Hollenbach, thank you for the well wishes. Mike English, thank you. Who are they calling fat? Maximilian, baby. Let's see here. Yes, Jamie, my back is feeling so much better. Captain in the house.
Ah, Captain. What's up, Captain?
I didn't even see Sam yet. I don't know. She's rolling around. She's
tonight. On hiatus.
What's up, Keenan? What's happening? Adam Gilmore, if you're on a women's Olympic team, you can't smoke pot, but you can have a penis. Excellent.
Yeah, because we'll get into that.
David Harris, our good friend David Harris.
What's up, D. Harris? Where's Brian at? What time in the studio?
Sam's not in right now. This is funny.
I'm talking about Brian. Sam's not in.
Oh, Brian will be in.
Yeah.
We're just waiting. So here, I'm going to pose this question to you right now.
Okay.
And this is the therapy room.
Okay.
We're removed from the situation now about 5 months now, you know, five and a half months.
Right.
And I am wondering, with the Carson Wentz situation, my mailman's name is Jack, and he is a huge sports fan, and he's been my mailman from day one here.
I think
you know Jack.
Yeah, I know Jack. Yeah. Yeah. It's my guy.
And Jack takes a small break in our lobby when it's super hot out.
Yeah,
obviously our lobby's freezing.
Yes, it was great. Yeah, when I walked in.
It's awesome.
It's crisp.
And if I come down there, if he's sitting there taking his 10 minute break, we sit there and talk sports, and he just keeps bringing this up. And he said, I know it's the matter of a second round pick versus a first round pick, but he wants Carson to fail miserably, wants his legs torn apart. It's hysterical. And he flat out said, Carson Wentz jerked us off for 2 years. 2 years. And I want to bring this topic up because now that we're removed from it a little bit, who do you find to be at fault in this situation? And there are four names.
Okay.
Obviously, Carson Wentz.
Obviously, Carson.
Doug Peterson.
Doug.
Howie.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey.
I go straight to the top with Jeffrey first. But then once Jeffrey forced you to draft Jalen Hurts, you knew that Jeffrey was done with Carson. Now Howie probably, because Howie spit that cheese on him, Howie was pushing the issue. I don't know if you paid attention to when they actually put Jalen Hurts in. It was funny because no longer was Howie up in that booth. He left because Carson was stinking up the joint. And I'm not going to say point blank, but he was stinking up the
joint. You were about to.
I was about to. He was stinking up the joint. And when they panned up to the watch caller, it looked like Jeffrey was like, put in Jalen Hurts. And they put in
Jalen. The phone call was made.
And so when you look at it, the way they handled Carson, I felt like it was pretty much a collective jackup. Because when you look at the way they handled him, they made him earn the job, but then they kept doing things to make it easy for him.
It's an interesting,
but okay, like this, the first thing, we all love Nick Foles, we love Nick Foles. Why would you get rid of him? The guy who put you over the top, because he was a threat because of what was happening with Carson.
Well, then let's turn the clock back a little bit.
Okay.
Was Jeffrey that much of a Carson fan when that took place? What happened? Where did that disconnect take place? Because I believe you. And I was sitting here trying to figure out myself who was the jackass in this situation. And I don't have to anymore because you just said it.
Mm-hmm.
You honestly just said, goes to the top. You may have... Jeffrey Lurie, now that we know that he's a meddling draft owner, told Howie to draft Jalen Hurts,
yep,
or a quarterback with your second round pick, best available, whatever.
Right.
And that meant that
he was already tired of Carson.
And you know
when he got tired of him? When he put the entire organization on the line playing with that broken back. When he played with that broken back, and then you come back the next year, and you get hurt in the playoffs. Mind you, it was a cheap shot, but the cheap shot could have been avoided. You know how? Because knowing how important you are to the organization and getting your ass down.
Get down.
And it, what was wrong with getting down and living to fight another day?
Hey, what's up, Jim? How are you, brother? That would be Tin Cup McAvoy.
but just think about this. He lies about his back being hurt. And then they find out later on.
I don't know how you lie about your back being hurt because I was a little bitch on Thursday.
Trust me, it's things that we do to alleviate a lot of that. And he did. But him being a quarterback, you can't get away from that. You're torquing all the time,
right?
You, with your throws, and if you don't have the strength, like you saw how you were, Just think if you had to throw the ball to get it downfield and get it to certain places, your mind is not going to be
I couldn't throw a paper towel in a fucking garbage can.
Exactly. So then you couple that with Nick coming in and doing what he did, but then you turn around and everybody was kissing Carson's ass about getting us to the playoffs, but then he can't finish.
It's man, God, there's so much there.
It's so much.
It's honestly a book.
Right.
It's a freaking book, man.
Well, small
I would love to have been a fly on the wall when all this was going down.
You know, the funny thing is I saw Doug at the Jaworski thing. Yeah. And I didn't get to tell everybody about my transgressions with hanging around with the guys and stuff. And it's just like I thought, because I like I told you, I've been on a fly on the wall at times and hearing certain things about what goes on up there. One guy who distinctly told me was Ray Rhodes.
That was my next question. Face to face. Happening back then too?
Exactly.
Has it always been the case?
Have I told you who I started line up? What should have been? You'd be kicking yourself.
Really?
We should have Mark Brunell.
Well, Mark Brunell.
Mark Brunell.
Remember that.
Kurt Gavail, middle linebacker, beast.
That wouldn't have worked out well.
Exactly. Put it this way: do you remember when San Diego had like the number one defense in the NFL? Their starting middle linebacker, their defensive end, and their safety and one of their corners were all with the Eagles when Ray Rhodes was here, and Joe Bannon and them did not sign their contracts. This will further let you know. This will further let you know the meddlesomeness. I don't even know if that's a word.
It's all right. I like it. Go with it.
It's okay. So when Tom Moldrack was here, and I know I've told you this before, they were hell bent on drafting on Freddie Mitchell. Tom Moldrack said, "Draft Steve Smith."
I'd like to thank my brain for picking Freddie Mitchell.
And so that's how meddlesome they are. And I don't know, dude. It's an unhealthy relationship. I've been told because it was doing one of the
what healthy relationship existed in that building, Donovan. No,
that wasn't healthy at all.
But he was there for 10 years.
He was there, but he was like one of the Reed kids.
Ugh. Sticking stuff in his ass,
probably. but
sorry, don't mean to roll over somebody's grave.
Well, I was the one thing that happened with Donovan just like recently. I was showing some of our esteemed colleagues a YouTube video where he said he was a football player and he had a cold, and he had been taking cold medicine that kind of smells like alcohol. And the officer proceeded to ask him, "Well, when was the last time that you taken the medicine?" He said, "Last week." Last week. And if you think I'm making it up, go to YouTube right now, because this I had to show Lito.
Oh my God.
Lito didn't believe
you're
that he said.
Kidding me?
No, dude. And when he said, I'm like,
that dumb.
Apparently,
Jesus
apparently.
Christmas.
But that was one of the things too. But back to I got us off subject.
No. Okay, it's all right. We're allowed to do that on this show.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we excel at that.
Well, we're just basically talking about the dysfunctional relationship of our organization.
I just want to know. I want there to be some accountability.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you. That's all we've been looking for as fans and people is some accountability some competitive nature. Because what I was going to say was they were treating Carson with those type of gloves, but yet in other positions, you steady bringing people in to take those other people's positions. Is that's what's called a dissension in the ranks. And people are not willing to run through that wall for you anymore because they know where they stand with you. You only like a couple of people until you get tired of us.
Right.
And so if you're doing certain stuff for your quarterback, which you do have to handle your quarterback a different type of way, but he needs to earn his keep as well.
Right.
So
it's crazy. It's crazy right now. When you look at some of the information that's been uncovered about this owner and about this general manager about the way they think and how they act. And now you can start seeing it more. And I got to be honest with you, man. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Well, let me tell you, how worse do you think this is? When they interview coaches, they have somebody in the back of the room to read body language.
You can't do that on your own by now?
They have a man who reads body languages.
Here, I got some for you.
I was like,
there's my body language.
He's like, what is he doing?
Doesn't get any easier.
Don't worry, he reads body language.
Let me get to the room here.
Yeah, get to the room real quick
here, because I've been ignoring you guys, and I'm sorry about that.
They like my Don't Stop Believing shirt, my Journey.
Journey, that's a great looking shirt, dude.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Let's see here. Mike English, I thought the clap was every 2 years.
Why do you know so much about that, Mike?
You sent that to Gargano English. You know he's a competition, right? He's a competitor of ours now. Not on the radio, but.
Oh, God.
Have we sent an e-vite to Sean McVay? Talk about him weekly. Wait, what?
Talk about the head coach of the Rams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Only if he brings his fiance.
Yes, that it's plus one.
Yes.
Actually, it's fiance plus one. Let's see here. Keenan Harmon bringing up a Carl Knights reference. Shoot me in my pinky toe quick. I don't know what that was from or Della for. Reese.
Huh? Della Reese's birthday.
Oh.
That was a lady who said it.
That's a lady.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons is really practicing hard, David. Yeah, he's sending out the Olympics. That's awesome. That's what I want.
When do you
we're going to talk about that on Thursday.
Okay.
And we're going to do it without Sack here.
Okay.
Because I don't want him to talk about it. Who's the biggest fraud in Philadelphia right now? Or who sold you the biggest bill of goods? Carson Wentz, Ben Simmons, Claude Giroux, or Bryce Harper?
Oh, man.
Interesting, right?
It's actually only he's real up there. He's currently playing. So
Keenan, they're coddling millennials. I can't believe that. Keenan, you spelled cuckold wrong. Mike English, get J.R. Tolkien to write the Lord of the Carson Wentz saga, and we can watch it in March when it's freezing. Good idea. I'll be on the golf course in Costa Rica. Steve Smith would have fit perfect. He might have killed someone on the vet turf.
he was a beast.
Yeah.
I played with him one season. He's a tough kid.
Russ Taylor, biggest fraud, Mayor Kenny.
Yes. Way to go, Ross.
Yes.
That's Russ.
Russ. So, wow. God, I mean, just thinking about that. And
are you talking about the body language thing?
No, I'm going off of. Now we truly know that Jeffrey Lurie, where I've said this before, and if it doesn't resonate at this point, I don't know if it ever will. I think Howie Roseman is his figurehead. He's a puppet. Howie doesn't know football, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think Jeffrey Lurie has Howie in place for one particular reason.
To take the fall. When you said that, all that I can think about is every coach that I've spoken to that is left here, the one thing they say is they need to let the football guys make the football decisions.
And none of them take. Wow, man. Wow.
What
we had was a situation. It's okay. Even the sun shines on a dog's ass every now and then. We got one. But, guys, I got to be honest with you. If all of this is true, if this is a consistent pattern where Lurie is the guy that's making all of these calls, all of these decisions, we are the Dallas Cowboys.
Wait a minute. Wait, we win a little bit more than them, though.
But, I mean, and I get it. I get you own the team. All right, I understand that. I'm a fucking control freak. We all know this.
Yeah.
But I don't touch the reservation system. Connie in Maryland, all you. I don't even want to touch it. And it's, man. God, yeah. And you think back about all the decisions that were made.
That were truly bad.
That were awful.
God awful.
And contracts that weren't renewed. Players that weren't allowed to go. Draft picks that weren't taken.
Yep.
Somebody's trying to reinvent the fucking wheel, and we're still.
Yeah, dwarf at a midget party.
Yeah. Jesus. Christmas. We might get into that a little bit more on Green Legion Radio Thursday. I'd like to get into that. Got to get it out now.
Yeah.
Because we can't do it when Spuds is around.
No, you can't do it when Spuds is around. They played an episode when he was telling Rube to shut up. Let me get the word.
Oh, those two love going at it.
Yeah, they do. Rube always tells the truth of that. But sometimes I have to bring Rube back to earth. Sometimes he gets kind of far out there.
Well, he's Rube loves no more a person than Rube.
Right. I know.
I mean, now think about somebody like me. I hate myself. So there we go. You guys, let's take a quick break. When we come back here on the Get Tanked Happy Hour, brought to you by Bud Light and Green Legion Radio and MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, we're going to finish up this Eagles conversation. Then we're going to talk Olympics, new sports, protesting in the Olympics, interesting stuff there, and athletes to watch for. I actually also, when we come back, I have a full Olympic schedule for you guys. Oh. So you don't have to worry about wondering what's going on. I've got a link for everybody. I'm going to bring it right into the room. You can print that up, and you will know every single event, preliminary and medal rounds that are taking place for all the events that you like. Ooh. Everybody, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, back with Hollis Tank Thomas and myself right after this. Move, bitch. Get out the way.
Oh.
Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. We were just talking about this in the green room. You think about all the bad decisions this team has ever made, and you wonder...
The Dana Bible. Yeah, remember what Irv said.
But it's baffling now. No, now it all makes sense.
Yep.
It all makes sense.
Yep. The weirdest thing was, you know, they tried.
And you wonder if Jeffrey got beat up by a linebacker in high school.
Yeah, that's what Ray Rose said. He said, I would kick these two motherfuckers' ass in school. He's like, these motherfuckers trying to tell me how to play football and who can play football and who can't.
Mike English, Q hit us all at once and reminds us now at the end of Usual Suspects, the greatest trick Jeffrey Lurie ever pulled was convincing the world that Howie Roseman made all those bad draft picks. Well, now we know who the devil is.
Yeah.
Now we know who the devil is. Yeah, and I'm not going to talk any more about it because we need a press pass next week.
Yeah. I was going to say he's up there. They don't mind us ribbing them and giving them a good quality overview.
But, well, you know what? I mean, here's the deal. And I want to stay on this topic for a second because I guess I hear he's a great guy.
Who are you talking about, Jeff? Yeah, Jeff's cool.
I hear he's fantastic, honestly. So all the ribbing that I'm giving him is it's frustration for the fact that I don't know more about football or that I'm playing or I never played for the Eagles or whatever. But you wonder if in fact this stuff is accurate, is there a point where you go, okay, I can't figure this out on my own. Or does it now never happen because he got one?
Well, you know, if you
and then you go and you get football guys.
Well, if you
pay, and you saw how excited they were in the draft room.
Well, a Tom Donahoe wasn't.
That's what I'm saying.
The football guys, guys
were not.
Well, he wasn't excited for a specific reason. I wasn't excited about the pick. I think he may be good with the proper coaching. But the other kid that I know that Donahoe wanted,
that's linebacker from LSU, right?
He wanted the kid, the D tackle out of the NC State, who's played against quality SEC opponents. The kid out of La Tech, he has it, and I looked at a lot of the film, and he was getting his rump kicked by lesser, like what I felt like was inferior. If he was supposed to be that good, you're supposed to be dominating
in games. Right, right.
So and that I didn't feel like he did that.
Does Jeffrey have that much pride where he can't walk away from it?
Yeah, he's wealthy.
I get it.
And put it this way, okay.
But you're not going to get any wealthier than you are. You're not going to buy another team. You've capped out. So why don't you remove yourself a little bit from it and see if you can't. Why don't you try to determine the right football people to put in place instead of trying to make football decisions for them?
Yeah. And the jacked up part is, you remember when he said that we've set the gold standard?
Yeah, David Harris just brought it up. I saw it.
Yep.
D. Harris, okay, baby.
So, and that was before we even won a title. So how the hell do we set the gold standard and we haven't won a title? We set the gold standard how to put an organization together.
What happened if Vince Young never said Dream Team?
Oh, God. I was, when he said that, I was actually.
I went like this.
I was like, who's training?
I'm like, thanks, dickhead.
Who's training camp?
Way to put a target on everyone's back.
When he said it, I was like, oh, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
I think I was still with the Saints at the time. It was brutal.
Brutal. Anyway, let's see here. Let's move on. Unless you have something you want to add.
No, we can move on because we're going to hit it again later. You just had to get that part out of your craw because it was ailing
it's
you.
Still
it was just, it's kind of like a small tumor. I'm a tumor.
Now it's even worse. Now I'm thinking back about all these awful linebacker decisions since Trotter. Your glory days of defense.
Yes.
Were through 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
When you had what? Trotter.
We tried to came back. Emmons,
Barber.
You got to double back.
And then you started getting slopped like LaVon Kirkland. Yeah.
This is what happened. See, what happened was you're kind of mixing up the years. See, early 2000s, that's when we became a good defense.
Right.
Then 2001, we became really good. Then we became really good again. And then Trotter was up for a contract, and then he left. So we were kind of slightly mediocre for those next few years until he came back
for the
Super Bowl year.
Right.
So he came back the Super Bowl year because he came back and you came back. But they still
was
had
Kirkland. Who was the
Kirkland? Kirkland came. They tried to put Barry Gardner
Jesus
over there.
Jesus Christ. Kirkland was as big as you, dude.
Yeah.
299 is what they had him listed at, but he was probably 315.
Yeah, he was. Oh, dude. We had a quick sidebar funny story. So I went to when I was playing with the Saints, they sent me to Duke Diet and Fitness Center. I called it Fat Camp. So down there, everybody's like, that's where I met Paul Horney. You remember Paul Horney?
Of course.
Paul Horney, and I was down there with George Bush's sister.
Okay.
And so everybody's kicking it. It's like pretty much a fat camp. So LaVon Kirkland, I guess they call him the new kid. So he was staying over these one condos. This one guy sent him 20 pizzas from and he only sent 10 back. Oh, dude, that had to be some of the funniest stuff of my life because they would do pranks and stuff, and so they put on the side of my car this magnet that says if a fat girl falls in the park and nobody's around, does it still make a noise? But it was a giant sticker. I was like, what the hell? They just pulled all kind of crap, dude. It was pretty cool.
That's great. Yeah. All right, everybody. July 23rd, Olympic start. Tokyo, Japan. Been there.
Yeah.
Done
you
that.
You loved it, didn't you?
Yeah, huh?
You loved it, didn't you?
Tokyo, yeah, but I was only in Tokyo once. I was in Hong Kong four times.
Okay.
Hong Kong, definitely a lot more fun than
I guess so.
You Tokyo. For any of our friends, anybody you know is going to the Olympics, there is an Eagles bar in Tokyo. Yes, there is an Eagles bar in Tokyo. It's called Geronimo's. It's in the Roppongi district. Ooh. It's right under the bridge. You can't miss it. Well, you can miss it. There's a little placard. Little placard. It's somewhere in there. And it says Quimby 2009. I could have taken a ride to Romania, but instead I went home with a fat hooker.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's fun. It's up there. Tokyo, great city, yep. Great people, very friendly, loud, but we won't. Loud. This will feature a record 33 competitions. They're still calling it Tokyo 2020. I don't know why. I don't get it. The only thing that's good about it is, hey, you only got 3 years to the next Olympics again, blah, blah, blah. 2020, it'll feature a record 33 competitions, 339 events held across 42 separate venues. Ooh. And for our friends that want to know, I promise this, and I will give it to you right now, something that you should all have. Here is the link, everybody. That is the complete schedule for the Olympic competition starting on the 23rd. You have, sorry, I've got all kinds of papers here today. I'm all over the place. The events, opening and closing ceremonies, 3-on-3 basketball, archery, artistic gymnastics, artistic swimming, athletics, badminton, baseball, softball, basketball, beach volleyball, boxing, canoe slalom, canoe sprint, cycling BMX freestyle, cycling BMX racing, cycling mountain bike, cycling road, cycle track.
You know what we want to hear
handball,
about.
Handball, hockey, judo, hockey?
Hockey?
I guess that's field hockey.
Is it field hockey or regular hockey?
I don't know. Karate, marathon swimming, modern pentathlon, rhythmic gymnastics, rowing, rugby, sailing, shooting, skateboarding, sport climbing, surfing, swimming, table tennis, taekwondo, tennis, trampoline gymnastics, triathlon, volleyball, water polo, weightlifting, and wrestling.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
It's quite a diverse. My freaking headset just went.
It just went out again.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to bring that up. I don't want to do it to the main volume. There we go. Hate when that happens. New Olympic sports this year. And
tell me about those.
The city who hosts the Olympic could and does determine the new sports.
Oh. So,
didn't know if you knew that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
Sport climbing, karate, skateboarding, surfing, and baseball and softball have been brought back since the first time since Beijing.
Wow.
In 2008. And I believe that has a lot of Asian influence. They take very much pride in their baseball. Yeah. So
I don't know about softball, though. Are they good at softball?
I don't. I think that's women's softball.
I know it's women's softball, but are they good at it?
I would imagine softball is the female version of baseball out there.
I don't know. We have a lot of big. A lot of softball young ladies here. They be putting their thistles down. When I watch them do the college softball World Series. I don't know about you, but I could not hit that damn ball.
Oh God! I'm good there.
No, but you see how close they are, though.
Oh yeah,
it's like I got. You got to get the speed of it, you know.
Yeah, it's all about timing, baby. U.S. medal contenders. This is interesting. Obviously, basketball.
Yeah.
Should be winning again. I guess they won 2016 against Serbia. Was it Serbia?
They wanted to get somebody. That was the year that Paul George had that horrific break.
This year's basketball team roster, Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, Zach LaVine, Bam Adebayo, Draymond Green, Jeremy Grant. Is that Jeremy? How do you
Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta spell it so weird?
Yeah.
Bradley Beal and Kevin Love, white boy, makes it to the game. So wait a second. Where's the NBA championships at right now?
Phoenix and Milwaukee.
Is that what?
Huh?
What's the series at?
It starts today.
It starts today.
Yeah.
Are they gonna be able to finish this by?
Yeah.
You know how the NBA likes to stretch this out.
Well, I don't think anybody that's in the finals was there. Is going.
Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, they'll wait.
Chris Middleton.
Well, they'll wait.
Am I accurate on this? Am I missing something here, guys?
I don't think the basketball may not start that.
Game one tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the 6th. This is the 23rd. This is less than 2 weeks. The NBA never has a 7-game series in the playoffs last less than 2 weeks.
It's gonna last 2 weeks, bro. Not that or less.
There is a week between if it goes 7. Wait, what are you saying, Russ? Explain. Somebody explain to me.
I think it ended every other day or every couple of days.
Well, you saw what happened in the prelims. They were going once every 3 days, once at some four. They get seven games in. K-Love is still in the NBA, David Harris. Somebody let me know what's going on there. Hold on.
If necessary.
Hey, Siri, what does the NBA Finals schedule look like?
July 22nd.
Wow.
Yep.
And the NBA is probably pissed off that they can't take that to August 1st. Pricks. All right. Other athletes to look for. This is interesting. We've got a lot to talk about here. And one of them has Eagles ties.
Wow.
First on the list, Perry Baker, playing for USA Rugby.
Oh.
He was World Rugby Sevens Player of the Year in 2017-2018. Rugby Sevens is great. That's what we would go to see in Hong Kong when we would go there every year. Seven on seven. Normally, rugby is 12 on 12 on a big field with 30-minute halves, blah, blah, blah. The Sevens is a cool version of rugby. 7-on-7, 7-minute half, 7-minute halftime. Or 7-minute first half, 7-minute halftime, 7-minute second half. So it's all sevens. 7-on-7 on that huge field. So it's a lot of scoring, a lot of running around, and the game is over in 21 minutes, period.
Nice.
They don't even go into the locker room. 7 minutes, you just sit on your ass, get, you know, water, rehydrate, blah, blah, blah. And then you're right back out playing.
Nice.
He beat out players from Fiji, New Zealand, South Africa. Baker reverted to rugby after a brief football career, failing a physical with the Philadelphia Eagles.
What did he fail physical
for? I don't know, but he played 2 years in the Arena League as a wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
So that's an interesting one. Yeah. Simone Biles, we know. She's the GOAT.
She's
the GOAT.
She's a beast.
She is. her last all-around defeat came in 2013. She hasn't been defeated in all-around competition in 8 years.
Damn. Everyone.
She could become the first woman world-round title since. Hold on. Why is this all cut off?
IDK.
Great.
Damn printer.
Excellent. Printer sucks.
When does women volleyball start?
Oh, well, that's an interesting topic, too, isn't it? Stop. Right. I can't read any of these. Fucking thing.
Russ wanted to know that.
Hold on. I'll get this up in a second. Olympic athletes
look
for. All right, here it is. So, printer sucks balls. She could be the first woman to win back-to-back Olympic all-around titles since 1968.
Damn.
She can also become the first U.S. woman in any sport to win 5 golds at a single game, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
David Badia,
four-time
medalist on the platform diving, switched to springboard after suffering a concussion on a failed 2018 dive off the platform, hit his head and stomach hit in the water first from nearly 33 feet in the air.
Oh, dear Lord.
One more medal would match Greg Louginnis for the most in U.S. diving history for David Badia. Caleb Dressel. You're not watching TV. If you're watching TV at all these days, you know who Caleb Dressel is. Guy's got a tattoo of an eagle, a shark, and a bear all on his chest. Won 2 relay golds in Rio. Since then, he blossomed a gold medal threat in 7 events, which include relays, after taking 7 golds at the 2017 World Championships and 8 medals at the 2019 Worlds. Only Michael Phelps and Mark Spitz won more than 6 golds at 1 Olympics. He could run the gamut here. He is the fastest swimmer in the world.
Yeah, I just saw a commercial on him.
That's the one.
What do you mix? What do you get when you mix him with water?
Yeah.
Speed.
Yep. That's it.
Or Dr. Rick. Is there something you notice about this shirt?
All right, so here we go.
Yes.
Russ Taylor, Julie Ertz. I've got an interesting story.
Here
we go. So it has come to me through reliable informants.
Okay.
About a Waterfront Square Zach Ertz, Julie Ertz story. He used to live where you live.
I know.
And apparently, UPS driver for the building was there for quite some time. Delivered packages to him all the time. One time he wanted to get a football signed.
Right.
For his nephew.
Correct.
And apparently Zach said, I can't give that to you unless you have $600 or you talk to my wife. Put that one in your pipe and smoke it, everyone.
Oh, God. Wow.
A football for an and apparently this guy delivered, bucks? You know, I don't know. This, who knows?
Oh, man.
So, Zach, we'll see you later, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brady Ellison, archery, owns 3 Olympic medals but still seeking gold. In 2019, became the first American to win an individual world title in 34 years, reascending to the world number one ranking. The last time an American won Olympic archery gold was 1996. Ooh. Great subset.
What's that?
There is a gentleman I am very close to who was the Pennsylvania State archery champion in 1956 and 1957. His name is John Chinosky.
Oh.
And he is my father.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah. Champion pedigree.
Champion pedigree. We used to shoot all the time. Every weekend when I was growing up. Mm. Competed. I had they're gone at this point, but I had 100 trophies. Just.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Yeah. Taught me well. Chloe Dygert? Cycling a gold medal contender on the road and the track must now come back from crashing over a guardrail.
Oh, man. Did you see the last? I don't know if it was Tour de France, but the damn fan was standing there trying to get in front of the camera.
That happens all the time.
No, but he toppled all the bikers.
Yeah. The Tour de France is a fucking disaster zone with these idiots. It was bound to happen. I didn't see it, but. Anyway, bound to happen. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this. We come back.
Yeah,
I'm
finished.
We're getting a little stale here. We're going to get another shot in us. We're going to talk about more athletes to look out for, but we're also going to keep this show short tonight. We're going to be done in an hour and 10 minutes, hour and 15.
Yeah, the finals are on.
Yeah, Keenan, Tank signed your football free of charge. Yeah,
I'll be free of charge.
Not married to
No, I'm not. I don't. They don't live in my building anymore, so I don't have to.
Married to an nurse.
So, that hurts.
That does hurt. Wow. All right. Back on Get Tanked Happy Hour. Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, right after this. Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, and brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back with Hollis Tank Thomas and myself, Quimby, from the Green Legion. Athletes to look for in the Olympics. Few more.
Who you had to look for?
So here we go. Interesting. Nyjah Houston, skateboarding. Okay. New sport to the Olympics. The world's most famous. I got to bring it down because it got cut off. World's most famous skateboard competitor over the last decade goes into his sports Olympic debut year as the 3-time reigning world champion in street. One of two disciplines added to the games, which is pretty cool. Tatted up. He's ready to go. Katie Ledecky, you've heard obviously of Katie Ledecky, followed one gold at age 15 in 2012 with 4 more in 2016. Ledecky could win 5 events in Tokyo with the addition of the women's 1500 meter freestyle to the Olympic program, but she was slowed by illness at the last world championship in 2019. So we'll see. But Katie Ledecky is the best female swimmer in the world.
Oh, right.
So
nice.
Interesting. Well, I know you guys want to get to this.
What's that?
Beach volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
April Ross and Alex Kleinman. Ross, a silver and bronze medalist at the last two Olympics with 2 different partners, took a chance on the unproven Kleinman after splitting with legend Kerry Walsh Jennings in 2017. The A team is now ranked number 2 in the world, while Walsh Jennings and new partner Brooke Sweat battle for 2nd and final U.S. Olympic berth. Interesting. Ooh. So kind of a little bit of a soap opera.
A little bit.
There in beach volleyball. And
that's right. You never seen Blades of Glory, did you?
No.
they were making a sport of figure skating, men's figure skating.
Ah, gotcha.
It was pretty funny.
Well, isn't Cutting Edge kind of the same thing?
Cutting Edge?
Great movie.
Well, have you seen I, Tanya?
No.
You have to watch that. It's funny.
No,
it's funny, but it's funny, but true.
No,
it's funny.
No.
It's jerky funny.
Anyway.
Jerky funny.
Anyway. No, I'm not going to watch that shit.
It was funny.
I'm not going to support it at all. No, I'm not going to watch any of it.
It was great.
It was great.
It was a great movie. Only because it was dark humor.
Serena Williams thinks she has a shot.
Is she in doubles or just regular?
Regular.
Yeah. I think you can't. You can too. Never. The one thing you can never do with her is count her out because sometimes her serve is so damn. I don't know if you've seen her serve.
No, it's like a man.
Oh, God. Yeah, she. I mean,
have you seen as Adam Gilmore would put it? She.
Have you seen that person?
No.
No, I've seen that person. She's feminine to me because I'm a man personally.
You know? Well, you and LeVar.
LeVar, who? Who?
Arrington.
Oh, yeah.
Don't remember that?
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, whatever. But she's a
Russ Taylor. Tall. At least no one's getting clubbed in the leg during qualifying so far.
Hey, back in the day when we meant taking knee,
Serena backed out. What are you talking about?
Serena backed out.
Well, Serena, I don't know.
Did she back out?
I don't know.
I don't think she did.
This show's going off the rails here pretty quick.
No, but I think if she's backed out, I know she's playing in doubles. I know she's playing the doubles. She's picked a partner.
Oops.
No worries. Good things. Mazel.
Oops. Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about this one element that we got to discuss, and then let's hit the road.
Yeah, because it's a kind of a twofold thing to me.
Nobody knows what we're talking about just yet.
And they don't know what we're talking about just yet.
And it's protests.
Yes.
At the U.S.
Mine was a bit of protest, and it was also everybody trying to not be held accountable for what they put in their body.
Well, who was the woman that said a burrito was?
They actually believed her, which now they have to go back and let the other young lady in. If you don't, that is clear racism. You already let everybody else. This is the jacked up part, and I didn't even know this. They let the white swimmers wear the caps, wear the swim caps, but the black women can't wear swim caps. I was like, what do they do that at?
Shelby Houlihan.
Yeah, Shelby Houlihan. She said she ate a pork burrito that was laced with steroids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But the funny thing about that is like if she only way that you know if it was true is they've been hitting up a lot of the animals down in the Mexican area.
Well, let's talk about this.
Okay.
All right, because
First of all,
there's no way she's on steroids. I mean, unless she's popping Winstrol.
No, it's performance enhancers. So it's not steroids. It's probably Winstrol or clenbuterol.
And I can see the Winstrol because she has zero body fat.
Well, the Winstrol is and clenbuterol is to make you last longer and be able to breathe. It opens up your bronchial breathing passages.
Okay, all right.
It's laced in all of my asthma meds. So,
gotcha. How do you feel about this?
How I feel about it is the young lady. This is what I did not like about the whole situation. The young lady who took the marijuana, she messed up and she owned up to it. And I like that. I didn't like the fact that people that don't know the sport, if you're going to compete in a sport, you know when they're giving you a test. So will you do something that stupid on your own?
Yeah.
And I love the fact she owns up to it, and I'm still supporting her because she owned up to it like a woman. And because everybody else is like talking about some weekend. No, you can't let that go. And it's like the thing to me is you keep passing the test until you get that changed. Don't be trying to be a vehicle of change and failing the test. You can't
out of nowhere, Matt Edgar. I love women's beach volleyball.
Yeah, me too. Good things. but it's like everybody's trying to. You have in order to be a voice of change, you have to keep following the rules first. You don't just get to come in and change them. It's
thank you.
Follow the rules first. You know, just because I was like
be a standout.
Yeah, and be a standout. And it's like they were talking about, well, Michael Phelps. I was like, Michael Phelps got caught with a bong. And he didn't fail a test. It's just like they kept on messing. They continued to mess with Barry Bonds. Did Barry Bonds fail a test?
Do you test positive if you drink bong water?
And it's like, I'm like, and she said it. She said it best. She messed up. And I could accept that. But everybody standing up talking about what they should do, and no offense, but fuck you. Yeah, it's like, fuck what you're talking about.
Exactly.
It's like, the world is not easy. You're not going to be given anything. In order for you to be able to change something, you have to follow the rules first and get to the point where you are the man or the woman of the person in charge. So you say, hey, we need to lean this out.
You want to try again?
Okay. We need to slack off of this. We need to slack off of this particular thing because a lot of people use it and they don't want to get hooked on opioids and they don't want to have a prescription for some type of med.
Yeah.
It's like, but to just do it and think that they're going to let you go, you're not bigger than the sport. The one thing. You're not bigger than the
Never
sport.
Never bigger than the sport. Yeah. And on that note,
okay,
let's segue into the protesting.
Okay.
And the Olympic committee's stance.
What's the stance?
On protesting.
Okay.
Will not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form.
Interesting.
When an individual, this is the statement
by
the U.S. Olympic Committee, when an individual makes their grievances, however legitimate, more important than the feelings of their competitors and the competition itself, the unity and harmony as well as the celebration of sport and human accomplishment are diminished.
It's also, but they, you can look at that two ways too, because you're also ignoring their feelings and stuff. So I wouldn't say that. I would say this is a thing.
I'm waiting for you to go black on me.
I'm not going black on you.
I'm waiting for it.
I'm going to go. I'm righteous. I'm saying I'm agreeing with you totally because you.
I didn't make the statement.
I know you. I'm agreeing with the statement. Totally, mainly because it's like, if you don't like this country, then what are you out there doing something for this country for?
You know what? And you know what? That's an excellent statement. You know why? Because that brings up, another, I don't even, it's not a minority because it's 50%, but it's people like Megan Rapinoe who diminish the sport, the competition, the human achievement for their own personal and political goals, and this, how do you feel about that transitioning?
I don't need Subway no more because she's got a Subway commercial. So
I'll tell you what, I'd rather eat Subway than Wawa.
You might, but
garbage.
Yeah, I'd rather eat garbage.
Than
support Rapinoe. The thing that I will say, and this kind of goes with the statement. Some people are not on the same level of protest that you are. And so to disrespect them in general and try to put them in that vicarious position of making a split second decision that could ruin their career. And it's like, man, I'm not. If we don't discuss.
Do we know? Hold on. Let's find this out. Megan Rapinoe. Subway.
Yeah, I seen the commercial.
Contract. No, I want to know how much she made.
Oh, okay. I don't give a damn.
I do.
Well, you do.
Because this bitch is complaining about her annual salary.
I know.
And she probably cleared $3 or $4 million with this endorsement.
Hey,
this is great. Would you like the title of the article?
What's that title?
Will Megan Rapinoe share her Subway paycheck with extras in the name of equal pay?
Ooh, man.
And I said this earlier this week on social media. It would be great if the U.S. boys under 15 soccer team would demand more money because they actually beat the U.S. women's soccer team in a scrimmage.
What about the high school?
Yeah, right. By the way, why is Megan Rapinoe all make-upped up?
IDK.
Yep. Thank you. Hold on. I got to find this. Does anybody know what she made with this Subway deal?
No.
Hold on. We got to find out. And I guarantee there. So big contract amount. Gotta find out.
Are you looking?
I am viciously looking.
No,
I'm sorry, everybody. A lot of silence.
A lot of silence over there. But I just got sick and tired of
Andrew Harris. Free Subway for life. Extra meat. Here, Grandma. I got this card too. Free Subway for life.
Only four ahead of us, Jimmy. Four callers ahead of us, Jimmy. No, but when
By the way, does anybody know where Samantha Ross is?
I don't know. You might have to call her. Hold on, here we go.
I'm going to call her right now.
A little bow on this ordeal. Oh.
Hey, Siri, call Samantha Ross. He's calling Sam.
Calling Samantha Ross. Home on speaker.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Samantha Ross. You're live on Green Legion Radio, the Get Tanked Happy Hour. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Where the fuck are you?
I'm down the shore.
You're not in the chat room.
Wow.
I know. I made a mistake today.
Did you?
It's Tuesday, and I forgot that you were doing it on Tuesday.
All right. Everybody's listening to this. Just so you know, everybody is listening to this.
I know. I'm listening. I'm saying it.
Are you sure?
And I got the alert, and I was next door at my parents' house having dinner, walked back over, saw my phone, and it was. You were already an hour in.
By the way, does everybody realize this is the most that Samantha Ross has talked on any of our shows in months?
It's explaining.
All right. Tell your parents I said hello.
I will.
Tell your dad I said what's happening. Okay. Oh, your parents say you. Tell your dad I said what's up.
All right. We'll see you.
Wow. But
it's good to know that works.
I know.
Got to hold the phone to the microphone the whole time. But that was pretty solid.
Yes. That's like she's out with Tom Brady. That's what Dave Harris.
Nice D Harris.
So the one thing that I did want to mention while we were talking about this, everybody was sticking up for the young lady who had the marijuana stuff. It's cool to stick up for her, but to think that she's got a 30-day suspension, and she knew she was going to get that when she did. But it's everybody talking about she's young. I was like, yeah, well, you're young. You're striving to be the best, and you don't get to be the best breaking the rules. And it's a harsh reality because
here's the deal. And I'll say this right now. I'm not a smoker. You know that. But I mean, the obvious effects of alcohol negatively.
Right.
Far outweigh the adverse effects of marijuana.
Yep.
And I do not understand at this point why we are still having this fucking conversation.
Exactly.
It's not a performance enhancing drug. If anything, it makes you fat.
No,
it makes you eat.
It actually soothes the savage beast.
And sometimes you need that when you're in a car.
Exactly.
Who knows? But no, I didn't mean that. Well, passenger side.
But if you know that that's the rule currently, until they change it, you need to abide by it, or you're going to, this is going
to
happen.
Well, there's one way to take care of it.
What's that?
Everybody in the NFL smokes weed.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
All right. Fact. And for the most part, everybody around every sport winds up smoking it at some point in time.
Yeah.
If you want immediate change, yeah. Everybody sit.
Yeah.
Everybody sit.
Yeah.
Everybody sit.
Either that or when you go into
your collective. Because it's fucking silly at this point.
Or when you go into your collective bargaining agreements as a sport, you make sure that that's X'd off.
Thank you.
You make sure that it's X'd off. But until then, you need to.
And at this point, why do we even care? Every state is fucking legal.
19 states is legal.
Well, what are we waiting for? This is worse than Chicago and alcohol and fucking Al Capone. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of like
I don't care. You know what?
It needs to be.
I don't want you driving when you're fucking high.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said.
Okay.
Because it impairs absolutely everything. But other than that, what fucking harm is weed? Nothing. And it's a painkiller. Let's be honest.
This Bud Light is delicious.
Well, that's a painkiller too. And think about who they give marijuana to. AIDS patients, cancer patients.
people who
really
who will click
at this point.
People who
fucking
will click,
kidding
click,
me?
Click on you at the drop of a hat. Yeah, but
D. Harrison wants to know where she gets her weed from.
She was soothing the Savage Beast about her mom passing away, and condolences to that. But
or you keep drinking like I do and destroy your liver. Congratulations.
In this situation, this is not a regular situation.
It's not.
And you know that. And it's something, to me, it's something you, if it's one of your goals to do that and you've been striving for that, you just messed it up.
You can't mess it up.
You can't mess it up. It only comes
especially that close.
That close, exactly. And the fortunate thing is she will get to run in the relays. It's like, but everybody thinking that they're going to do something, it's not, they're not. It's because it's like the game is she's not bigger than the game. And people keep continuing to say, well, it's just weed. Yes, it is just weed. I was like, but you know the rules going
Shikari
in.
Shikari Richardson. You haven't told her name once.
Oh, my bad. Shikari Richardson. I do like her because she stood up and she said what she did was wrong. And she knew what she knew.
You know what I
wrong.
Like about her?
What's that?
She has her nipples pierced.
She's a lovely young lady.
She has her nipples pierced.
Yeah.
I dig that.
She's loving you.
Sorry.
Yes.
Kind of dig that. I'm a bit of a freak awesome. Like that. Dude, anyway, let's cut this one.
What yes. Yes.
We got places to do.
We got places to do and places to
places to do and things to go. Well, right.
That went well. Yeah. So I was asking a friend. No.
Asking for a friend.
I'm here to take some names. I'm here to take some ass and write some names.
Chew some bubble gum.
No, but we'll be back next week.
She wasn't selected for the relay team.
Oh, shit.
According to Cap. All right. Damn. Cap, Russ, Keenan, Adam, Andrew, Jamie.
Everybody.
D. Harris, Matt Edgar.
See you tomorrow, Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Trainer.
Nice.
actually, I will announce the next week.
English.
Next week.
Gilmore.
Next week, Haley will be with us.
So basically, Ertz avoided that autograph like he does contact on the field. Excellent, Adam Gilmore.
You just missed it. What I said. Next week, Haley will be with us.
She's coming up?
Yeah, she's coming up.
Excellent.
We're going to see my mom for her birthday first, and then I'm going to bring her up here.
Excellent.
She'll be up here a couple of days, so bring her in here.
And she's going to be on the show with us, which, by the way, we have confirmed our inaugural Fox Sports Radio The Gambler Philadelphia pregame show, Green Legion pregame show, will take place in Atlanta on September 12th at Meehan's Pub from 9 to 10 a.m. with myself, who's the worst ticket on worst card on the ticket.
One of the biggest cards on the ticket.
Hollis Tank Thomas, Lito Shepherd,
Speedo Lito.
Speedo and Carlos Emmons.
Affectionately known around the locker room as
Los.
No, Hot Tub Tony.
Hot Tub Tony. Anyway, September 12th at Meehan's Pub for our tailgate party live on Fox Sports The Gambler, the Green Legion Radio pregame show. Carlos Thomas, yes. Lito Shepherd. Hot Tub Tony. And Quimby. All live. Our friends at Atlanta Delphia and Smyrna Delphia, you're going to get a special rate for that tailgate. We just want you to attend. I was about to say something and I had to pull it back.
Okay.
But
we need his apologies.
No, all good. Everybody, more info about that coming. We appreciate you and we will see you on Thursday.
Boom.
Again. MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. Tank running to take a piss. Always funny. Dodging and weaving. Bud Light, of course. Green Legion Radio powers the Get Tanked Happy Hour. We'll see you next week.